And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says miracles existed in New Testament times but no longer do? In our previous program, we noted that during biblical times, God endowed people with the power to perform miracles. But what exactly is a miracle? The American Heritage Dictionary defines a miracle as an event that appears inexplicable by the laws of nature and so is held to be supernatural in origin or an act of God. Terms used in the Bible to designate supernatural manifestation include miracle, sign, wonder, work, and mighty deed. Whenever a miracle occurred, it showed that God was performing a supernatural act that went beyond the laws of nature. But why did God Himself work miracles? And why, on occasion, did He empower humans to work miracles? God's miracles made known both His existence and His power. But when God endows humans to perform miracles, those miracles proved that God endorsed the speaker's actions and teachings. For example, the apostles prayed to God, "Grant unto your servants to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch forth your hand that signs and wonders may be done." Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. Mark 16:20 observes that the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. When humans worked miracles, those miracles confirmed God's word. Then, when that word was presented to hearers, it created faith in those who received it. An illustration of this is found in Acts 13. A man named Elymas tried to thwart Paul's efforts to teach the gospel to the Roman proconsul Sergius Paulus. So Paul struck Elymas blind. Luke wrote, "The proconsul, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord." Acts 13, verse 12. Sergius Paulus recognized the divine origin of Paul's message because of the miracle Paul performed. The gospel message that Paul preached then generated faith within Sergius Paulus, which is in complete harmony with Paul's statement in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing the word of God. But is God still granting people today the ability to work miracles in His name? No, He is not. The New Testament makes it clear that the age of miracles was limited and is now ended. Join us in our next program as we explain why and when miracles ceased.
This is the gospel of Christ.